Welcome to Rebloom, a podcast that serves women who want to fully discover themselves. The women who are willing to go out on the skinny branch and grow and become all of who they are meant to be. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud, and as a mom of three with 20 years of experience building businesses globally alongside raising a family, I have a lot to share with you. My biggest source of inspiration for this podcast was a realization I had when I was resisting life changes. Once I surrendered and accepted the changes, these words came to me. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a midlife awakening. On this podcast, you will hear valuable life, leadership, and entrepreneurial lessons that I have learned over the past 20 years being a mother, leader, and entrepreneur. I will also share with you more about my midlife awakening and how you can rebloom and pivot when it's time so that you can live in alignment with your true self. Prepare your heart for self-discovery and self-actualization that will create expansion and growth that will lead you to living your purpose-filled life. Thank you for being here. If you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugrud, and send me a message or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. Hi friends, welcome to Rebloom. I am your host, Tiffany Haugrud. Today, I would like to talk about effective leadership. I have a lot to share with you centered around this topic as I have been a mother, entrepreneur, and leader over the past 20 years, building a seven-figure business globally alongside raising a family. At its core, leadership is about vision. A leader has the ability to envision a future that is different from the norm. And a leader can articulate this vision in a way that is compelling to others. This vision becomes a guiding light. I visualize and see it as a light in the center of a beautiful heart, inspiring others. However, vision alone is not enough. Effective leadership also requires empathy, integrity, resilience, patience, and the ability to adapt to change. Empathy is such an important piece in effective leadership. With empathy, leaders can understand and connect with different emotions and different perspectives, creating a supportive and inclusive community that has a solid foundation with respect and trust. An empathetic leader listens to all sides, acknowledges others, and has compassion for everyone. She leads with her heart and she takes everything into consideration before ultimately deciding what is best for her team. As you continue to grow and develop your team or organization, I am sure that you will find many different personalities that you will be working with. Everyone has different strengths, and regardless if you have a loud voice or a quiet voice, you still have a voice. And it is very important to use your voice in an effective way. Being loud doesn't necessarily mean you are a stronger leader. And I am sharing this with you because I personally am a quiet leader, and I used to doubt myself because I wasn't loud. The key is to use your voice effectively. Speak up when it matters and guide, lead, and support others in your own impactful way. Next is integrity. Integrity is incredibly powerful, and it should not be taken lightly at all. With integrity, a leader can build trust and credibility. Leaders who have integrity are consistent with their values, and they make decisions that are not only right, but are also ethical, regardless of the circumstances. Having integrity will always guide leaders through difficult decisions and situations. And no matter what, a leader with integrity will always do what is right for their organization, regardless if they are faced with challenge. My question to you as an effective leader with integrity is, what are you doing when no one is watching? Because I will tell you, someone is always watching. Next is resilience. Resilience is absolutely essential in effective leadership. It is the ability to hold, adapt to, and recover from setbacks and challenges. Leaders that have resilience have a remarkable capacity to maintain determination through adversity. They view obstacles as opportunities to learn from and to grow. This positive way inspires confidence and perseverance within their team, especially through hard times. Resilient leaders are strong, they are flexible, and they can handle solving problems. You will never see a resilient leader throw in the towel. She may want to at times, but she never will. Resilient leaders know how to pivot. They can navigate through hard times with grace and with determination. Many of us faced adversity over these past few years, but we are all still here and we are all still standing. And I applaud you for your strength, for your never give up on yourself attitude, and for your resilience. You could have crumbled, but instead you persevered. We survived, and now it's time for us to thrive. Next is patience. Not everything is going to happen overnight. Meaningful progress and sustainable growth requires time and patience. Have you ever heard this saying before? If it was easy, everyone would do it. Effective leadership requires patience to make thoughtful decisions and to resist the temptation for a quick fix. Leaders with patience will maintain and nurture their long-term vision without creating the stress or rushing the process within their organization. I remember when I first started my business 20 years ago. I was comparing myself to another leader that started her business around the same time. And her business was thriving. It was growing and it was expanding a lot faster than my business was. And instead of having some patience, I started to compare myself. And then doubt crept in. And with time, I started to lose belief in myself. And if you don't have belief in yourself, how can you hold a vision and guiding light for others? I called one of my mentors and shared with her how I was feeling, and she shared with me the story about the tortoise and the hare. And that conversation and story changed everything for me. Let me share with you that it is okay to be the tortoise. And lastly, adaptability. Adaptability is necessary in effective leadership. When leaders are adaptable, they can adjust their strategies and approaches in a constantly changing environment. I'm sure you've heard the saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. You have to be adaptable in order to grow. Leaders are always open to new ideas. They embrace change and they are willing to pivot when it's necessary. In closing, being an effective leader is not about a title or a position. We are all leaders. It is about the impact we have, the examples we set, and the way we inspire others to be all that they can be and achieve their own personal and professional goals. All of us have the capability and the capacity to guide, lead, and support others with empathy, integrity, resilience, patience, and adaptability. When we embrace our role as an effective leader, that's when the magic happens. That's when our teams feel valued. They feel appreciated, supported, driven, and empowered to then empower others. And ultimately, this creates and contributes positively to our communities. It really does have a beautiful ripple effect. And it all starts with you rising up, standing in your power, and being that gorgeous, effective leader that you are. Thank you, friends, for being here. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. If you would be so kind to leave a 5-star review so that other women can hear about this podcast, Rebloom, that would mean so much to me. And if you are interested in learning more about my private and group certified life and business coaching offerings, please find me on Instagram or Facebook by simply searching my name, Tiffany Haugru, and send me a message. Or email me at itstiffanyhaugrud@gmail.com. I am looking forward to hearing from you. Now, friends, fully enjoy the rest of your day.